A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I am glad to say that we made it back to North Carolina. So here we are on this beautiful Wednesday, and I can honestly say that it's good to be back home and to have an opportunity to be with the family. Like I said, Jace is here with his girlfriend Peyton. So, yeah, we've got a house full now with everybody here visiting. And so everybody is excited. And yeah, to say that exhaustion is somewhat in the forefront for me is kind of where I'm at. I would highly recommend if you ever have to sleep at an airport, if there's some way to get around sleeping in the chairs, don't sleep in those chairs. Anyway, that's a whole nother conversation we can have for later. But yes, back in town, glad to be back home, thankful for the Lord keeping me safe during travels. Today, though, I wanted to reference a passage that I think is very important for us to remember in our life. And I think it's something that it speaks volumes to in those times that we may be dealing with of difficulty. And it comes out of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and following. It says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There are different sayings that I equate things with from my own life. And one of the things that I've said in times past is, you know, it's time for the elastics and the recliner. And of course, that basically means it's time to relax. It's time to kick back and have a time of rest, a time of maybe even catching a cat nap, if you will. And so we look at our life and we see things that happen to where we may be exhausted and don't have the energy because of the constraints that we all face. And I think that in those moments when, physically speaking, our bodies tell us that, hey, it's time to rest. It's time to sit back and take a load off. But when we compare our inner dealing or inner workings with either spiritual concerns with our lives and how we stand, how those issues that we may face that are internalized, whatever struggles that we're battling again in our minds, the forethought of things that may be having some great effect on us in a way that we just are struggling. We somewhat need some kind of a rescue. And I think it's important for us to look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, and see the importance of what we are being invited to be a part of. And how through Scripture we see an importance of being so dependent upon Christ because of what He does offer and what He can provide for the weary soul. There is a book out by Dane Ortlund, and it's called Gentle and Lowly. And I think he gives a couple quotations that are very important for us to remember. And he even references Thomas Goodwin here. And he says this: men are apt to have contrary conceits of Christ, but he tells them his disposition there by preventing such hard thoughts of him, to allure them unto him the more. We are apt to think that he being so holy, so therefore of severe and sour disposition against sinners, and not able to bear them. No, says he, I am meek. Gentleness is my nature and temper. On the flight back from El Paso this morning, we were blessed to have two babies sitting in front of us. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think babies are the professional advantage American Airlines flyer award winners. You know, they kind of get a little agitated after the first 2.5 minutes. I'm being facetious. Anyway, all honestly, the babies were good, but you know, they did get a little fussy there. And the thing about it was, is, you know, I kind of feel for the parents, because not only was there two babies, but they had a little girl. She must have probably been 2 or 3 years old. She was young. And the parents, of course, are battling, trying to make sure everybody is consoled and taken care of and all the needs are met there, on top of making sure that the buckle's tied and they know where their flotation device is, and the oxygen mask will deploy upon any damage that comes in the airplane. Yeah. So as we're, you know, in the flight and coming towards the end, I noticed that the gentleman that I was sitting next to, the baby was kind of over his mom's shoulder, and, you know, she was kind of giving him some free rein, and the gentleman was interacting with the baby. Now, of course, they didn't know each other, but he was just, you know, having I guess you could say, a precious moment, and the degree of how a child, a baby, just kind of gets your attention. And it was a sweet moment to see that even in the world that we live today, there can be beautiful interactions between people, and just the gentleness of a baby and the sweetness of a childlike demeanor. And then what that brings into other people and their interactions with those small little creatures that God blessed us with. We would ascribe God, as Thomas Goodwin says, of a holy and just and powerful God, Almighty. Maybe even to some point in comparison to, no disrespect, but as we saw the Wizard of Oz and the Great Oz and all the many details that come with, you know, rage and fury and thunder and the things of that illusion. And what's so amazing in how God reveals himself through his word is he tells us that he is gentle, that he is lowly, that when God moves in your life and he reveals himself through his word, and the Spirit of God that intertwines your deepest being pulls at you in a way that's somewhat comparable to the peace of a small child. Gentle, but lowly. Sweetness is found in Christ. You know, the fascinating part about how God, again, operates literally as a surgeon in our inner being is that it calms those waves that we internalize. It soothes us. And we meditate upon those principles in which Christ himself says, for my yoke is easy. So what does that mean for us? I think that it gives good description to what Mr. Ortlund goes on to say in his book. He says this, "This is why we need a Bible. Our natural intuition can only give us a God like us. The God revealed in the Scripture deconstructs our intuitive predictions and startles us with one whose infinitude of perfections is matched by an infinitude of gentleness. Indeed, his perfections include his perfect gentleness. It is who he is. It is his very heart. Jesus himself said so. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, don't get me wrong. I am grateful for the recliner that we've had for 23 years. It's a Lazy Boy, matter of fact, and Uncle Phil broke my handle years ago. Curse you, Uncle Phil. But the recliner still works. We've even covered it. It's got a navy blue cover that we ordered off of Amazon. Had to match the navy in our room. I don't know if that's a thing now, but my wife loves navy. You know, that's another thing. My wife is literally just, not only has she decorated my heart, but she's decorated our home in such a way. Women are very blessed in that discourse, and I'm thankful for my wife's touch in so many ways and how she's blessed our life with what God has given her talents in. That was completely a side note, I know. But getting back to the recliner that we have, and we've rocked our babies in that recliner, and now I guess it rocks the big baby myself. It's good to find that rest in the recliner. It's settling to get away for just maybe even a few minutes or 30 minutes or however long. But from the physical sense, we know that there's limitations. But when we think upon how God is infinite in his wisdom and his grace that he freely bestows upon us, his word gives rest to the weary soul. So my friends, today I would say that if you are at a point in your life right now where you're dealing internally with things that seem to be wearing you down, and you are at a point to where you don't know what to do, hear the words of Christ today. Hear the word, come. Come to Him and cast your cares. You don't have to have a degree to talk to Christ. You don't have to have a theological understanding to have a conversation with Him. Call upon His name. Cast your burdens. Cast your doubts. Cast your concerns. And experience the everlasting truth of who Jesus is. And He is our Savior, our Redeemer, our friend. And what a friend we have in Jesus. My name's Chris Norris, and remember, a boundless reservoir.